Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Twin Peaks off 290, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, The Drive is live up off Twin Peaks, 290. Come on, hang out with us. It is a Football Friday. Big shout out to Tom Ball Ford, all the Houston area Ford dealers, but in particularly Tom Ball Ford and Academy Sports and Outdoors for making it happen. Sean Bajani is in for Ron Hughley. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Come on through, and let's get prepared for the next round of college football playoffs, and even sooner than that, this big game that the Texans have on Sunday. We'll be chopping it all up. Speaking of college football, that's where I want to land right now. Monster, couple of days in the college football playoffs where New Year's Eve, Miami stunned Ohio State 24-14. Oregon shut out Texas Tech 23-0 on New Year's Day. Indiana skull drags Bama 38-3. Ole Miss shocks Georgia last night 39-34 in an absolute shootout. And look, I think there's several storylines with what's going on in college football right now. I think it's the parity, if you will, in college football is in a place where it's absolutely never been. I just think the opportunity for universities that are middle-of-the-pack universities, if you will. I came from one of them. You're looking at the Arkansas, the Kentuckys, the U of H's, if you will, of the world. There's 90% of the universities out there. If you're not viewing the NIL and the transfer portal as a positive, as an opportunity for you to take the next step and close the gap and potentially do what Texas Tech or Indiana has done, then you're missing a huge opportunity, and your ass needs to be replaced if we're being completely honest. I mean, I've been saying this for 2 years now. I thought this all started, in my opinion, with COVID-19. I do a lot of stuff with the SEC and the University of Arkansas in particular. COVID-19 sixth-year players. Everybody's bitching and moaning about the sixth year, and everybody's complaining about how you got there. I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. Arkansas has the ability to have players that they've tried to develop for. You typically don't get the players that are developed when you get them as the other schools do. Now right. You've got an additional year. Now the transfer portal's here. You can bring guys in that have been developed in college for 5 or 6 years. That was I think, the tip of the spear, kind of a small piece of it. This NIL and transfer portal has changed the game. And I think, I know that most universities, if they embrace it the right way, they can at least give themselves a chance to do what Indiana and
ones that are willing to spend the money, too.
Yeah, well, you got to spend money. You got to think outside the box. You got to hire the right guy. But here's the deal. Indiana is showing everybody the blueprint, right? And here's what Indiana's done. This year, they're 14-0. The last two seasons, which are the first two seasons for Cignetti to be there, Kurt Cignetti, 25-2. They've won a Big Ten championship where they toe-to-toe and won against Ohio State. Mm-hmm. right? They just beat Bama by 35 in the Rose Bowl. They've outcoached and outplayed OSU and Bama in back-to-back weeks, and they're two wins from a national title championship. I mean, that is and by the way, that is what was believed to be one of the very worst college football programs in America when they hired Kurt Cignetti, right? No disrespect to Antoine Randall-El, but I think that's a player I got. Wasn't he IU guy?
I believe so. Yeah,
that's the one guy I got. By the way, Kurt Cignetti, the head coach, he secured a $700,000 bonus with this last win, and he's made just under, I believe, $1.9 million in incentives with the Big Ten championship and the getting to the semifinals in the college football playoffs. And I don't know if y'all have heard this story, but I think this story is really fascinating because this isn't just about a good coach and he kind of captured lightning in a bottle, right? This all stemmed from a lady named Pamela Whitten, I believe. I don't know how my must have self-corrected right there when
is
I, when
it
I Whitting,
tried. Is it Whittingham?
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. It must have self-corrected. It's Pamela Whitten, Whitten, and okay. And she was at Georgia in a few years back, right? And so she saw what having a championship caliber football program could do for a university.
Sure.
So you fast forward, she made a stop between Georgia and Indiana somewhere else for a year or two, I guess, but then she ended up at Indiana. And she's kind of the one that spearheaded the thought of like, hey man, we got to hire the right guy. We got to give him the money. We got to create some revenue, right?
Yeah.
So she hires Kurt Cignetti. By the way, obviously a really good coach, but a coach that also, in a transfer portal era, had the ability to bring from a winning program 13 players with him immediately to shorten, if you will, the learning curve of getting his system implemented, getting his culture to take part, right? So she hired him, gave him the money to bring 13 of his players with him and whatever other pieces that he needed to bring in. So they gave him the money to be relevant, right? And then this is where I was listening to Pat McAfee this morning. This is where the story gets real interesting. She thinks outside the box to create revenue to raise money to make all this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, I had no idea this was going on, but apparently Indiana, now these are obviously, I would imagine, like golf tournament, like PGA Tour type tents. These aren't like tents like you and I tailgate under. I would imagine it's like PGA Tour type tents.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently they lined the sidelines with those at IU and sold them as field level suites to help generate revenue to make all of this happen.
Hell of an idea. If you can do it, yeah.
Yes. I mean, just think about how, I mean, you got to, I mean, we at Arkansas, we got a damn AD that's up there talking about my life is miserable because of the transfer portal in NIL. And on the other hand, you got people like this that are out there making, I mean, just thinking outside the box and making it happen.
That's kind of life, right? And you can apply what's going on in the NCAA with a lot of other, you know, companies in this country, and that you can go kicking and screaming, punching and crying and whining about how you don't agree with what's going on in terms of the NIL, or are you going to activate that portion of your brain that allows you to be innovative and be able to, like, curb some of this stuff and have it work to your advantage? Like, shout out to, you know, that woman at Indiana that is really trying to think outside of the box and is tired of status quo. You know, forever at Indiana, as you'd mentioned, it's one of the worst college football programs, has been forever. Well, we're tired of that. How about if we have an opportunity to get a guy that has seen a lot of football, been a widely regarded assistant for, nearly 30 years. He'd been an assistant, coached under Nick Saban. And, you know, by the way, it's in his blood. His dad's a college football Hall of Famer. Are you kidding me? Like, let's tap into what this guy can really do well. Maybe we've got something here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, there ain't no maybe they got something. They got something. But by the way, just to make sure that he doesn't go anywhere, there's triggers. You know that new contract, because he's a Pennsylvania guy, that new contract that they put in place when he decided not to go to Penn State, not even entertain Penn State, and they extended him. They also put what they're calling good faith market review triggers in his contract,
okay,
so that if he does what he's doing right now, the clause is going to trigger and allow them to renegotiate to where he will be a no less than a top three highest paid coach in America. So you're doing things to reward, obviously, the success so that you can keep this thing rolling. I think when you look at the landscape of college football, you got people that sit around and bitch about how bad it is and players shouldn't get this, coaches shouldn't be able to leave, the transfer portal, NIL, all that kind of stuff. And that's fine for us to do as fans. Look, I've done my fair share. I don't care about the players leaving. Like, I've never been a guy that watches my team and I'm just in love. I know this quarterback's going to be here for a year or two and he's going to leave, whether it's because he plays well and he goes to the NFL draft or he's mad and he transfers or we replace him. Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. There's going to be turnover. I don't care about the player's perspective, but it's just like, you got a lot of people in that business that sit around and bitch and complain about the changing of the landscape. Meanwhile, you've got a couple of programs, again, Indiana, obviously, and Texas Tech doing the same thing up the street. And look what they're doing. They're winning on the biggest stage. And, again, the opportunity's there. We've landed in a place where the final four teams, Miami's the only one that's won a title. The other three have never won a title before. So we may get a first-time national champion here in the next few weeks as we watch this thing unfold. And, yeah. I want Arkansas, and I know a lot of people out here listening, they want U of H or you want your program. I want them to do two things. I want you to go get a quarterback that I don't give a damn what his skill set is. Obviously, I want him to be able to play, but I want him to be a leader of men. Like, I want him to be pissed off when stuff ain't right. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to be a yes man. I don't want him to be cool, calm, collected all the damn time. I want him to be passionate about winning and losing. I want him to hate losing more than he likes winning. I want him to be smart and be able to play the game at a high level.
Sure.
I want that, and then I want my program to at least act like they can embrace the transfer portal and NIL. Well,
absolutely.
Right? And that to me, there's 95% of college football programs, power fours, that's all you can ask for, right? Be able to identify and pay a damn quarterback. If you're not paying a quarterback in today's game, you're not serious about winning because they're always available.
Sure.
By the way, the number one quarterback on the market right now, Cincinnati's quarterback, Brendan Sorsby. Guess who? As I'm making this point, guess who he's visiting?
Who?
Take a wild guess. Texas Tech and Indiana. It's coming down to those two schools to where he's going to come to next. He's the number one quarterback in the transfer portal. So,
well, Indiana might have a Heisman winner. They might have a guy that is a top three pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
So if they're willing to spend what's market now for a college quarterback, like $5-6 million, it's risen to. If they're willing to spend that money, they're probably going to go get that guy, so long as Kurt Cignetti believes he is the guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, they've proven they will spend the money. And if you look at Texas Tech, this has got to be something that Texas Tech looks at. And I mean, you got to get in a damn bidding war if you have to, right? I mean, because you look at how their quarterback played, and I don't want to take shots. But look, it's a college football playoff scenario, and the kid took his team to the Elite Eight. So I'm not going to sit here and crush the kid, but it was not a good night at the office. Good day at the office for the kid up at Texas Tech.
Do you think Texas Tech is just missing the star quarterback? Like, is that
to me, after, and I haven't watched a ton of Texas Tech, so all my Red Raider fans out there, excuse me, but to me, watching that game in a vacuum, watching the Red Raiders game, it looked to me like clearly the quarterback wasn't on the level to win college football playoff games.
Yeah.
And number two, it doesn't look like they have the pieces around the quarterback, the pass catchers around the quarterback to win at that level. Like, yeah. I thought, what's the kid's name? The running back. I watched that game multiple times, and I felt like they were wasting snaps handing the football to number five or the single-digit running back that they had. They had the Williams kid, that 20, that was really good. He was shifty.
Jacoby Williams?
Yeah, he was shifty, man. He's a guy that looked like he belonged on the field in the college ball playoffs, and it looked like every time they handed it to the other kid, he was heavy-footed, wasn't handling pass protections very well. He was shying away from the contact a lot of the times. And they kept handing the football to him or kept leaving him in the game. So I think they're a couple of players away.
Cameron Dickey, I think.
There you go, Dick. That's exactly who it is. I think they're a couple of players away from being having the dudes to go in there and win three or four straight playoff games. Hell of a run by Texas Tech, no doubt about it. The trajectory is, I mean, It's steep as hell. It's through the roof. They're going the right direction. I love seeing Texas programs win, especially one that's not already like the Texas and the Texas A&M that are already kind of in that and expected to be in that conversation. I love to see U of H coming with how many wins they had, beating LSU at the end, and Texas Tech being in the college ball.
They got
playoff.
10, sir. They got 10.
Yeah, man.
First time in a little while.
Yeah, there you go. I love seeing all that, man. So I'm rooting for them. But I think Texas Tech is just a couple of players away. So I'm Clint Sterner alongside Sean Bajani. We are at Twin Peaks off 290. It is a football Friday. And, we've got a Texans game Sunday that I'm afraid. And, look, there's no right answer here. There's no right answer here. But I'm afraid that there's some folks out there that may be a little bit more comfortable than I am. I think you may be raising my hand. You may be one of Andy.
The Indianapolis Colts Andy, are you ass.
Well, yeah, no, they're. I mean, I don't doubt that. Now, I don't doubt that the Colts are ass. I mean, they are rough. But
ass.
Where are you at?
Thank you, Colin.
As a fan, where are you at? Right. Simple question. How comfortable are you with the Texans right now? Where do you stand? Going into this football, I'm not talking about a playoff, how good's the defense, and do you like D'Amico Ryans? I ain't talking about that crap. I'm talking about you're going into a game where you could potentially win the division, probably gonna be the five seed, probably going to have to go to Baltimore or Pittsburgh. In this particular game, how do you address the game? How comfortable are you with the Texans and how they address this particular
tonight's meal? Tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Twin Peaks off 290, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in. And come on through, Twin Peaks, up off 290. When we come to Twin Peaks, it is a football Friday. Big shout out to all of our Houston area Ford dealers, in particular, Tomball Ford. I know the end of the year, you may have missed that end of the year sale, but there's no doubt about it, Tomball Ford. They've got hundreds of F-150s on the lot, and they got all kind of Fords up there for you to pick from, so go on, check them out. But big shout out to all of those, and Academy Sports and Outdoors for allowing these Football Fridays to happen all year long. With the Texans qualifying for the playoffs, locking up a spot in the playoffs, we're going to have us one more.
Let's go.
At least one more Football Friday. We don't have a location yet, but we will have it for you sooner rather than later. But if you're in the building, come up right up over here on this to our left, to your right, get you a raffle ticket in the box, and you can win Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards, Tomball Ford oil change, also Texans Colts tickets in the 5 o'clock hour. We will give them away in the 5 o'clock hour right here. You got to be here to win. You got to be here to win any and all of it. We'll keep that rolling as we go. As I mentioned, Sean Bajani is in for Ron the Show Ugly. And the question on the other side was, how comfortable are you this week with the Texans and the approach to the Colts game? I know I love what D'Amico Ryan said, all hands on deck, baby. We got to win this game. We got a chance to win the division. I absolutely love it. But I've heard some interesting conversations of late around this game. Part of it on the way in, Chris Partee and Patrick Creighton talking out their rear end, talking about resting banged up players.
I'm sure Patrick was talking about how the Texans are going to put like a 50 burger on the Colts or something.
Hey,
this weekend.
Man, look.
He gets a little excited.
Here's the question. I know it's Friday, and I know you get a little excited, get that midday show rolling and get a little excited. I hear you, PC. Yeah, man, I know. All joking aside, I was dead ass serious. I thought PC did a great job. I think he always does a great job, but Are you a rest your banged up players level of comfort here with the Texans? And I don't know if level of comfort's the right way to say it, but the approach to this game with potentially the division on the line, are you a rest your banged up players? We're in the playoffs. If the lead gets big enough in the second half, pull your starters kind of comfortable? Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I think you're nuts. If you're not wound tight as hell this week, and I mean tight in a good way, I ain't talking about tail end being tight. I'm talking about ready, right?
Yeah.
Bottom line is this, Texans fans, we got a shot at the division. And it'd be a shame, it would be a crying ass shame to catch the Colts in a situation where Riley Leonard's playing, Sauce Gardner's not playing. They have nothing to play for other than upsetting Texans fans. It'd be a crying ass shame if the Tennessee Titans go out there and do you a favor and beat the Jacksonville Jaguars and we don't handle our business against the Indianapolis Colts in our own damn building. So that ought to be enough. But number two, I'm going to put a little substance to this, right? Inside the last 2 months, we've seen teams that have no business being on the field with the Texans be on the field with the Texans. Tennessee, the Colts with a one-legged, I believe it was a one-legged what's the quarterback's name? The kid that played with the broke leg. Colts.
Oh, the Colts?
Daniel Jones.
Dan Jones.
With one-legged Daniel Jones, and then we saw Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those teams played the Texans, a lot closer than they ever should have, right? Two of the last three games that we've played, we've seen guys, and I'm not making a mountain out of a molehill, I'm just saying what it is. We've seen Geno Smith and Jacoby Brissett play significantly better against our defense than expected.
Right.
All right. And on the flip side of that, two of the last three games, the Colts defense has held Seattle to 18 and Jacksonville to 23, which, by the way, that was a tied ball game versus Jacksonville in the fourth quarter before there was an interception. There was a turnover on downs. There's another interception. They kicked two late field goals to win that game, 23-17. Yeah. Phillip Rivers, you get the whole deal. So I'm going into this game as like this is a game that you've got to hold up your end of the bargain. You've got to win this football game and give yourself a chance to win the division.
You do.
And let's be honest, while you've won eight in a row and things have been beautiful, we've got a lot of work to do to work out some wrinkles and tighten some things up for the playoffs. And so I'm just one where all hands on deck. I can't tell you how much I greatly appreciate D'Amico Ryan's approaching this thing the way that he is.
I mean, I'm not surprised. It's absolutely the way I expect him to approach it. But I'm not moving off of this. I think there's a happy medium. Look, do you need to sit D'Nico Autry and Azeez Alshire and, like, all of your dudes? No, absolutely not. Will Anderson's going to play. He's not banged up. You know, Danielle Hunter's going to play. He's not banged up significantly. Not like guys like Ed Ingram have been. Not like the Ariante Irsary, who's, you know, got to figure out how to play with metal in his hand inside 2 weeks, at least three, because the playoffs are right around the corner, and that's where you know the Texans are going to go. But look, the Texans are not an Ariante Irsary. They're not a Trent Brown. They're not a Kamari Lassiter team that is, you know, just them better than the Colts. The Colts, all those examples that you gave in what they've been doing the last month or so, playing teams close and stuff like that, that's when they were in it. That's when they were in it. They're not in it anymore. They're starting a guy who's never played an NFL snap before in his life in Riley Leonard. They're not playing one of the best corners in all of football in Sauce Gardner. And the Texans, while Kamari Lassiter, and shout out to him because that dude's tough as nails, this will be the first, this is the first Friday practice he's missed. This will be the first NFL game this season that he's not played in, and you'd like to have him out there all the time. But the Texans aren't just a Kamari Lassiter, you know, player away from being a better team than the Colts. I don't like Tremont Smith. I'm not comfortable with him being out there and getting soloed up on, but I'm pretty damn comfortable with Kalen Bullock and the Texans' ability to, if they feel the need to in the course of a game, to blanket somebody or to bracket somebody. I'm comfortable enough with D'Amico Ryans figuring out a way to put Riley Leonard, you know what, in the dirt, and anybody else he so chooses to try and throw the football to, doing the same thing to them. They're playing to keep momentum, to build momentum, to fix some things up going into the postseason. It just, it doesn't necessarily matter in terms of who they're doing it with. They're good enough to be without these guys, get them healthy for whoever they play, if it's Steelers, Ravens, or whoever else in the first round.
Yeah, look, I believe that if you're healthy enough to practice and you're ready to rock and roll, I believe you got to approach this game as it's a must-win situation. We all understand that you're in the playoffs, and it's going to take somebody else losing a game for you to win the division. But I mean, I just think it would be absolutely brutal to not hold up your end of the bargain and miss an opportunity on a home playoff game.
Who are you uncomfortable sitting if you're the Texans? Like, you know, everybody that's banged up.
Anybody that's healthy. I'm not into that. Like Ariante Irsary needs to play. I'd argue that Ariante
Irsary's got metal in his hand. Like, you got to get.
Are they going to take that out next Tuesday?
No, but I mean, okay, you give him at least a good three weeks to figure out how to play with it.
If he can practice, he needs to play. If he's physically, the doctors have cleared him to play, I believe that he needs to play. If for nothing more. I think he needs to play anyway, but if for nothing more than to get used to playing with a club hand or whatever he's going to have to do. Ed Ingram is, I mean, I don't want no, clearly Juice Scruggs has no business being on the field. Juice Scruggs is, I mean, he had every opportunity to start for a team that, from an interior perspective, neither guard or center position was spoken for, and he's been the odd man out after getting drafted.
I get it.
In the second round. So I'm not. I would rather my quarterback C.J. Stroud not be put back behind Juice Scruggs, a guy that you've told us time and time again isn't able to play. So look, I just think anybody that is able to practice needs to play. And
Ingram's the one that makes me the most uncomfortable. But look, If the injury for him, when I think it's an ankle, is that severe, and I feel like it's not great because, you know, Wednesday and Thursday he was limited in both days. Ed Ingram today was a full participant. How did that go? Maybe pretty well. He doesn't have a designation next to his name today, and we'll get to the full injury report a little bit later on. But if he does play, fine, okay? But Trent Brown's, like, the biggest dude in the league, and him playing on, you know, a foot injury, ankle injury, whatever he's got going on, you don't need that to happen. That's what you got Tytus Howard for. You paid him top four tackle money once upon a time ago to do that. Have him do it again.
All right, the Texans injury report has dropped. Friday's injury report has dropped. Who's in, who's out this Sunday? We'll give you all the answers next right here on Sports Radio 610.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Twin Peaks off 290, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in. And the Texans injury report, final injury report, has dropped. And boy, did things change. In one day. Good thing is, or I guess the bad thing is, it's really long. There's a lot of names on there.
Yeah, there is. But a lot of full participants.
There you go. You took the words right out of my mouth. The good thing is that 99% of them are full participants. The ones that matter. I shouldn't say that, I guess.
That's okay.
The ones that I want to focus on are the O-line and the cornerbacks. And if you look at the O-line, Trent Brown was the only offensive lineman that was limited and is designated as questionable in this game. When you look at Ed Ingram, full practice, no designation, full participant, no designation. And when you look at Ariante Ursary, full participant, no designation. So it looks like Ariante Ursary, unless, again, they just, to your point, they say, hey, man, he's got metal in his hand, he's got a club, he's not ready to go. Unless they say that, they're going to give it a go and see what it looks like, which I think if it's a longer-term deal and it's going to be, he's going to have a club hand in the playoffs, you might as well see what he can do with it here. No Trent Brown, mm-hmm. or at least questionable Trent Brown.
Questionable.
I do agree with you that if Trent Brown can't go beyond limited participation on a Friday walkthrough, and he's 380 pounds, and he's got a bum foot, bum knee, bum whatever it all it is. I think there's a couple of different things.
Ankle and knee,
foot. I think it is. But,
yeah,
but
you're right.
Nonetheless, now that is a situation where I'd say, hey, man, you got good depth at the tackle position. Blake Fisher was the highest rated, graded offensive lineman mm-hmm. last week. I think he earned the right to have that level of trust in this game. As did Titus Howard. If either one of those guys you want to move, I think I'd be A-okay with. But any concerns outside of, yeah. of offensive line, offensive line-wise, any concern Trent Brown being questioned with him not being there?
No, not really, because, look, the Texans at one point in time have had to do without all of these guys. And they've played their best football, obviously, with Trent Brown as an offensive lineman. I'd like to be able to keep that in my back pocket going into a win-or-go-home situation. And that's not this Sunday. So you get him as healthy as you possibly can, and if you're facing the Steelers or the Ravens, whoever it is, you know, for your next game, I want that guy ready to go to battle for me. And I would say this, it seems to be trending pretty well, that Ariante Ursary, you know, going from limited to now full with no designation next to his name, going into this Colts game, that's a good sign. And if he can do it, I don't know if it's a screw, I don't know if it's a little plate, I don't know what it is to help his thumb stay together. But if he can figure out a way to comfortably and effectively play with a club on his hand, then great.
You sound like some damn Hollywood producer or something, man. Guys play with clubs on their hand all the damn time, man. Let him play.
Can you play well on the edge when you got nobody to help you on the outside? That's the big one.
And if you need somebody to help you, then Nick Cayley, get him somebody out there chipping. I highlighted last week on Take Drop Tuesday, I highlighted, hey, man, Woody Marks hit old Tierre Tart in the ribs, made him do this right here. He chicken winged and started rubbing his own ribs before that touchdown pass was ever caught. That's what the hell I'm talking about. So, look, we'll see. I mean, I'd rather find out against the Colts that he can't play and can't do certain things than find out in the first quarter of a playoff game in Pittsburgh or Baltimore, to be completely
honest
with you.
Yeah.
But the offensive line, bottom line is here. The final injury report is out. The only one that is questionable is Trent Brown. Looks like everybody else is going to be available. What does the offensive line look like for the Houston Texans? Remember, you got Jarrett Patterson or Titus Howard that can play left guard. You've obviously got Blake Fisher, Ariante Ursery, maybe Trent Brown and Titus Howard that can play your tackle positions. Not worried about it all, just something to watch. They got plenty of bodies that they can get out there and shown to put a good product on the field. Now, the big one here with the injury report, this is the one that could potentially hurt. For those out there that believe that you'd like to go out there and win this game and potentially win a division, this is the one that could hurt. Kamari Lassiter has been ruled out of this game, right? Kamari Lassiter. That means Derek Stingley is full. He was a full participant today, no designation. Derek Stingley Jr. is playing, but no Kamari Lassiter in this game. I told you earlier when we talked about it, this is one that I would not – I mean, obviously he can't practice on Friday, so he doesn't need to play. But even if he were closer to playing, I'd be okay with Kamari Lassiter sitting out. There is just a no disrespect to Tremont Smith, there's just a drop-off between your two-corner and three-corner in this with this defense. They ask a lot of these corners, and we just saw the Chargers take advantage of a Kamari Lassiter injury. Kamari wasn't out of the damn game for 10 snaps. And so this is a big one here for the Texans. Hopefully missing this week, he can get back healthy for the first round of the playoffs. I would imagine Kamari Lassiter has told Coach, look, I'll be damned if I'm missing a playoff game. I'll take this one right here for the team, but I'm not missing a playoff game. But Kamari Lassiter out this week is probably doesn't surprise many folks, but we'll see what the backup looks like.
I bet you if it was a playoff game, he'd be playing.
No question.
There's no question about that for me. You know, Tremont Smith, they like him. He's had opportunities. Like I said, you know, maybe the Texans are less concerned because Riley Leonard's quarterbacking the Colts this weekend. And this is the second time that they've seen him. So they feel really good about whatever decisions they make personnel-wise going into this game. I would say convicted. And look, it's the depth that's maybe a little bit more of a concern for me. But to credit some of that depth, Kevon Wallace, how many people did he surprise last weekend in his ability to play in this Texans secondary as well? So there is that, and the Texans, they've got quality depth. That's not really been a concern at any point in time over the course of the last 3 years in D'Amico Ryan's era. So I'm pretty confident in what we're looking at from an injury standpoint today as this list has come out. The Texans are going to go in there with whoever they have at their disposal and take care of business, and I would say convincing fashion.
Yeah, the notable names here that practiced full go today and will be rocking and rolling, I think, Azeez Al-Shaair, obviously your middle linebacker, Derek Stingley Jr., your top corner, Ed Ingram, your best offensive lineman, at least from a grading perspective this year. Big-time surprise, by the way. I mean, Jake Andrews has been good too, but big-time surprise, man. To get Ed Ingram, I mean, Minnesota had all but quit on him. But to get Ed Ingram in a very big need position on this offensive line for him to play such good football has been beautiful.
Yeah.
He was full go today and will practice. As I said, Trent Brown was questionable. Nico Collins was just rest. He was full go today. Sheldon Rankins, I believe, had an elbow issue. He was full go today. DeNico Autry as well, full go today. The DeNico Autry thing has been fascinating to watch this year because, I mean, we said it jokingly on the postgame show several times this year, but, like, DeNico Autry is either in there making a sack, game-changing play that is a sack or tackle for loss or creating a turnover, or he's committing a penalty that changes the game the other way.
Yeah.
Like, there's no in between with Danico Autry. I mean, he's been an absolute godsend from the standpoint of being able to play inside when we've had so many injuries. But, man, it seems like it's either the penthouse or the outhouse with Danico Autry.
But it's been the penthouse more times than not with him. He plays – to me, he's one of the guys like Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, that exemplifies what D'Amico Ryans wants all of their guys on either side of the ball to play with, and that's on the edge. And with a lot of violence, and with that has to come great anticipation. And sometimes we've even seen it here the last couple of weeks. Will Anderson playing with a little bit too much anticipation, you know, some offside calls by him. Danico Autry, we saw, you know, in his attempt to block a field goal earlier this season, you know, crush the long snapper, and that hurt the Texans, you know, at that point in time. But I like D'Amico Ryans having guys like Danico Autry play. You know, with a toe that just crosses that line at times. It benefits the Texans more times than not.
Well, there's definitely an edge that's going to piss more people off than not with this team. And Danico Autry is just one of those guys that has played with it, you know, really his whole career, but he definitely plays with it here in Houston. Any concern with Tremont Smith being out at the corner, being the corner to replace Kamari Lassiter?
I was watching the game with you and Sean Pendergast the other day when he was out there, and they did pick on him. And I looked at you and I was like, how are they not throwing to him more? You know why they didn't, I think? And you tell me what you believe, but Texans pass rush didn't really allow Herbert the opportunity to do so. I mean, they were on him repeatedly, making him uncomfortable, not allowing him to go through his progressions. He had to get rid of the football. I think if he had a little bit more time, there would have been opportunities for him to pick on Tremont Smith more than they did.
Yeah, it was interesting, man. I hear a lot of people talk about, you know, of course when I say that, I mean on like social media and stuff, talking about, well, the drops here, there. Even Azeez Al-Shaair mentioned, look, the interception was just right place, right time, and really I got beat, and I should have, I didn't do my job, but I ended up with an interception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the time with the Texans defense, man, it's part of what, like, it's part of the plan.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not talking about necessarily about Tremont Smith. I'm just talking about in general, like, you know, because you look at the misses. You know, there were several drops last week that really benefited the Texans, right? I mean,
definitely.
The Gadsden kid had two big drops early, one of them, which I believe was the interception.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's part of what the Texans, like, when you install this defense, and when D'Amico Ryans designs plays and schemes things up. Like, he knows that there's gonna be wide receivers that are pass catchers that get behind the defense if indeed this pass rush doesn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that there's gonna be open receivers at the second and third level of a defense. Now, he would prefer not, but just percentages say there's gonna be somebody open. I'm gonna create so much chaos around the quarterback that he's not gonna be able to make those throws accurately.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I agree.
Now there's times when, you know, that happens at inopportune times. The end of the Tennessee game earlier in the year in Tennessee, when Cam Ward throws it down to the 2 or 3 yard line or whatever he did. There's times that the quarterback slips out and makes a little run and gets in field goal range the way that Bo Nix and Baker Mayfield did this year. But really, when you look at it, man, it's going to happen. They're going to give up big plays. They're going to give up a quarterback scramble every now and then. But the at the end of the day, over a 17-game span, they're going to create so much chaos around the quarterback that quarterback's not going to be able to accurately throw the football down the field.
I told Seth this yesterday morning. The one thing, if I have a concern at all about you know, this game, is what you started to mention. You know, from Bo Nix to Cam Ward to Trevor Lawrence to Josh Allen, you know, Pat Mahomes at times in that game earlier this season when the Texans slayed that dragon in Kansas City. In critical situations, the thing that concerns me is opposing quarterbacks utilizing their legs to be able to extend a play, make something happen, or to get those necessary yards with their legs. We saw them do that in every one of those instances with all those quarterbacks. Riley Leonard, I told Seth this, he ran the ball a combined 35 times his last two games at Notre Dame. The guy's not afraid to pull it and run. I don't know how many of those were designed or not designed, but the guy's not afraid to go out and try to make plays with his legs. And something tells me in a game in which he or if Philip Rivers was playing, either one of those guys would get smashed. He's going to be running a lot. He's going to be trying to extend plays a lot, I think, when he's asked to throw the football, and I don't know how much that's even going to be the case.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't think extending plays is a good idea against this defense. If I'm Shane Steichen, I mean, I go Notre Dame on these boys. I mean, it's Jonathan Taylor and Riley Leonard, and there's going to be quarterback design runs. We are going to stay in front of the head of the chains, if you will. We're going to shorten this game as much as we possibly can. I mean, you're dropping a quarterback in. You're dropping a quarterback back there. I've been there, and I mean, I didn't play as – I don't think Riley Leonard, how many years was he in college? I know he didn't come out early, so
– I think he was in there four.
So Riley may have got a few more snaps than me in college, but I'm telling you, it was a blur, I mean, at the NFL the majority of the time. Like, he is not going to – you ask him to drop back and execute an offense against this defense – that he's not familiar with, that he's never ran before. I mean, you're asking for trouble. I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked. I've said this before about Indianapolis now, to be honest with you. I've said it multiple times. I'm shocked that they didn't do this with Anthony Richardson. But, I'd be shocked if we don't see a heavy dose of Jonathan Taylor and Riley Leonard
running.
I mean, to a – I mean
– But if Leonard gets crushed, what do you think the over-under is on how long it's going to take before the Colts have to have Seth Hennigan take snaps in this game? Well, another rookie who's not taking an NFL snap.
I got to give it. I mean, I got to look at this and say my best chance to win games is to not put him in that, drop him back in that well and ask him to process this defense at the speed that they play at. So I don't know, man. It's going to be that's a rough go at it. I remember Coach looking over at me back in Randall Cunningham was it started against Baltimore Ravens, and that was Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and all them boys. And I'm over there next to that damn heater on the sideline, and they're shutting us out. Coach, they starting to get loose. I'm thinking, man, there's still like 10 minutes left in the game. I'm thinking, damn, get loose.
Yeah.
They still got their starters in the game because they got a shutout, right? So I'm thinking, you want me to go in there with a bunch of backups?
Yeah.
With Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and the boys out there in this cold weather? I said, come on, man, you got to be kidding me. Luckily, they ran it on clock. It must not have been 10 minutes. They ran the clock out. I didn't have no piece of it. But, I mean, so I got a little bit of a taste of what that would feel like going into it.
Yeah.
I don't wish that on nobody, man. So hopefully they give you that young man an offense that he can – well, hell, who am I fooling? I want the Texans to destroy him, so hopefully they don't. We'll see. All right, Tom Brady. Tom Brady had a solid New Year's Eve, looks like, with old Alex Earl.
Yep.
I don't know if you saw the video or not, but looked like he had a pretty solid New Year's Eve. He also has had a few things to say about kind of how they went about things in New England with that particular offense, and I can't help but hear it through the earmuffs of the Texans, given C.J. Stroud was watching – Tom Brady film and talking Tom Brady offense leading up to this thing. I got a piece of audio that Tom put out there that I think explains a lot about what has to happen for the quarterback to play well and this offense to excel. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.